sippy cup. Mommy sippy cup. Mommy sippy, mommy sippy, mommy sippy cup.
Hi.
Hi.
I miss you.
I missed you too.
I miss everyone.
I know.
So this is the Mommy Sippy Cup happy hour. Whoever's listening and hasn't heard us in a long time. It's been a while.
It has.
I'm here with Angela. My name is Andrea Berkey. And we are just hanging out. We're going to go get wings in a little while. But I've just been, I was feeling unwell. So I pretty much put myself in quarantine kind of. I didn't have the COVID though, mm-hmm. but I just didn't feel good and I didn't want to get anybody else sick. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a novel thing?
Yeah, right? More people should do that.
I know, I agree. So I pretty much stayed away from everyone for a couple of weeks and then life gets in the way and I haven't had a chance to see you. And I like to see you at least once a week and this kind of sucked.
That is preferable.
Yeah. So what's been going on in your life, lady?
I was telling your husband while you were getting ready that I got the best bonus I've ever had in my whole life.
Yay!
My biggest paycheck ever.
Wow.
It was very exciting. I actually saved it. The PDF copy of my check.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm like, wait, you saved your check?
I did save a good portion of it because I want to get a new closet organizer
for
my master bedroom.
Ooh.
That's a plan. And I had to save part of it for the Packer tickets. Mm-hmm. And then I went and did a little mini shopping spree yesterday and went to the Appleton Mall. And I got some new clothes and some new fun stuff from Victoria's Secret.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yes.
Trying to make yourself feel sexy.
Uh-huh.
Kind of.
I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, kind of feeding your soul, huh?
Exactly.
Sometimes you need to do that. And actually, today's episode is about feeding your soul and finding the things that give you buoyancy in life when you're not feeling very buoyant, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense.
So we have fun little beverages that I made something and you brought something that feeds your soul. So tell me what you have.
So I brought my favorite beer, which I checked with you in advance because I know I don't want to kill you. So I'm sure everyone knows at this point that Andrea can't really do regular beer. But I happened to go to a beer festival today, which was fun. And doing stuff is something that feeds my soul. You know,
good.
I like getting out and doing things. And because of the effing pandemic, I haven't really done a whole lot. So numbers are finally starting to go back down here in Wisconsin. So I felt a little bit better about it. So they had all these different coffee flavored beers, and they had regular coffee and they had pastries, but this is my favorite one. It's made by a Green Bay brewery called Still Mank, and you can only buy it there. You can't get it at Woodman's, where you can get some of their other one. It's called the Double Perky Porter, and it's got basically a coffee flavor, which is really good, and it's aged in bourbon barrels, so it's my favorite. It's really good.
Awesome. I'm putting a little bit on my lip here. Oh, that's good.
I feel like if you could drink regular beer, you would like this one.
I think, this is probably something that I would drink very often. I like porters in general because they have that coffee, chocolate kind of notes that I really enjoy.
Yep.
But yeah, this is really nice. I enjoy that. Thank you.
And it does have chocolate. Yep, it's got chocolate, coffee, and aged in the Wild Turkey bourbon barrels.
Wild Turkey, huh?
That's funny.
Lovely.
That's funny.
Well, I think everybody knows how much I love tequila and how it feeds my soul. Mm-hmm. And I have been trying to find like fun mixers for it. And because, it's easy to do like whiskey and Coke or seltzer water with vodka or, you know what I mean? Like it's like super easy. Tequila is not really one of those.
I agree.
Alcohols that you can mix very well with. So
except for an old fashions we discovered.
Yeah, we did discover that. So I got this limeade. It's like a cherry limeade. It's just like a seltzer, but it's like sweetened. But it's really yummy. Mm-hmm. And then I mixed it with a watermelon seltzer to like make it less sweet. Because you know me and sweet. But anyway, if you want to try it. With the añejo tequila.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah, I thought so too. It's kind of, I don't know, kind of soothes the soul. Makes you feel like you're putting something fun into your body.
It does.
I know.
And like, I have a hard time sometimes with margaritas because I feel like they have a specific aftertaste.
Mm.
And I have a hard time with that. So I do like tequila old fashions.
Yes.
But I could do more of these than a margarita for sure.
Oh, I had a really yummy tequila old fashioned over at Play Bistro.
Oh, here nice. In Green Bay. I didn't know that they had them too.
Oh my gosh. Mm. It was so good. I met up with a friend and we just kind of hung out and nice. Drank and had an appetizer. And it was, that was really fun. It was actually Abigail,
who oh, nice.
Used to be my boss. Yeah. And I really miss her. I wanted to see her. And so, yeah, we had cocktails and an appetizer and it was super cool. And it was something that I really needed at the time. Because I don't know about you, but because of like the pandemic and everything and not feeling good, I just have been pushing everybody away. And I feel very, very heavy. Like I don't feel like myself. I feel very down. I'm sure the weather's starting to get to me finally, you know, after mm-hmm. all this time being in the dark. And although the sun is coming up a little bit
I know the last day. Couple of days that's been helpful.
Yes, it has. But yeah, you know, I need my soul to be fed a little. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, you want to do a podcast with me?
And I'm always like, yes, I do.
Because I miss you. And I need my friends. You guys mm-hmm. feed my soul.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, we talked about on my bucket list this year to spend more time with people I care about.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's, so far this year, it's been hard.
It has
I feel
been.
Like I've seen you. Mm-hmm. Like we have put the effort in to get right. together. I feel like I have not seen Sunshine and Janelle as much
yeah.
as I would like.
Me neither. And, you know, Janelle, she lives out. She lives yes. far away.
Yep.
So that's the one thing with Janelle is that she lives like a good hour away. So when she comes and does a podcast with us, it's a big deal. And so, you know, I always get really excited to see her. Mm-hmm. And I send her, we do the texting.
Yes.
I'm one of those people that like, I guess what you call it, like they call it pebbling.
Yes.
So
I love your TikToks that you send us. They bring yeah. me joy.
So like if like people who pebble, they like show affection or love to their friends by sending them like little mm-hmm. TikTok or TikToks. I call them TikToks. My kids like, you want to watch TikToks? I'm like, aww. Yes, I do. And so I like little TikTok videos, silly like little, I don't know, different things that make me think about you and I'll like send them to you. And so that's my way of showing, like, I'm thinking about you. But I do a lot of pebbling mm-hmm. with Janelle, and she pebbles back. But, like, we don't get to really see each other very often. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And I feel like everyone, I feel like, goes through stuff, too. You mm-hmm. know, like, there could be work stuff. I feel like Janelle's got a lot of work stuff. And mm-hmm. Sunshine and Ken do a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I know Sunshine and Ken have been going different places a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they had some trips planned in the last couple years that they got canceled and they haven't been able to do any of the traveling that they want to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're like, let's go. And they just get in their little truck-y-doo and they go for a ride. And sometimes those rides are 6 days long. Mm-hmm. So
Luke was suggesting that we use some of his credit card miles that mm-hmm. he had saved up and take like a just extended weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So we were looking at maybe Cancun, which did you know that 2.5 hours away from Cancun is Chichen Itza, the Mayan ruins?
Really? Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, but ooh. That's on my bucket list.
It's in one of mine, too. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to go there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that would be so much fun.
I know.
I would love to go to Cancun. Mm-hmm. But you know how that goes.
Yeah. Yes.
With two kids and two dogs, it's kind of hard to get away nowadays.
Yep.
Yeah, but so we were talking about different ways to feed our soul. I was talking about it with Mike, and he had some really good ideas. And he's like, you know, sometimes it's just good to be alone mm-hmm. and to, like, really be alone. Do you ever get, like, alone time to just, like, reset yourself?
I feel like I get a lot more than you do for sure because now that Zach is working full time, there'll be times when he's gone and if Luke's with his son, that I'll just have, you know, a few hours to myself. And usually I try to fill that with things that I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
But the last like 2 weeks, I've thought about it consciously and been like, I need to just relax. I'm going to be 42 in 2 weeks. And I have never really figured out how to relax. So I have been consciously making an effort to just chill for like an hour. It's really hard for me to do that.
Wow. So what do you do in your chill hours?
catching up on shows I really like Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
I've been reading more. I downloaded a prayer app, so I listen to, it's a daily Catholic prayer if you want. It gives you, it's like 11 minutes. It plays a fun song. It gives you a Bible passage, and then it talks a little bit about it. I've been doing crossword puzzles and word searches to help my memory.
Have you been playing Wordle?
No, I haven't. Oh, I see it all over the place, though.
I am addicted. I'm addicted to Wordle. A lot of people are. It's weird. Well, you know, it's just like, I don't know, like you come up with like that one word, that first word, right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they'll give you like, oh yeah, you have like three of the letters, but they're in the wrong order. And it just like gets your mind working. I love it. And then I found some other like word puzzle type things like that to like work my brain as well. And I really like word games. It's weird.
No, that is really good for your brain.
It is.
The new book I started, you would really like. It's Teresa Caputo, who is the Long Island medium.
Yeah.
And it's going into like how she developed her abilities and how she didn't even know she had them for like her first 20 some years of life. She would get horrible anxiety because she didn't know that's what was happening.
Oh, wow.
I was telling Luke, though, I think it's super interesting. I've read many psychic books, and none of them want to talk about the dark side of things.
No.
You know, like she can sense negative energies, but she did not want to include any of that in her book. Tyler Henry, same thing.
Yeah.
And that makes me wonder why.
It makes you wonder what they're trying to protect us from.
I know, exactly. Exactly.
Jinx.
I know. It creeps me out, though.
I think there is something. So, you know, Mike's dad had a near-death experience.
Really?
He did. And it was he explained it as, like, he was very excited. And the people that were with him whenever he started crossing over, they were just smiling, laughing. It was just like this feeling of joy and warmth, and then being forced back was something that really wrecked him for a very long time. He was very, very angry for a while, a long time after that, which I thought was surprising. But I had also heard a story from a man who I knew that had a near-death experience. But he had a negative one. And it was very frightening to him.
Interesting.
Yeah, he had mentioned something about things that were crawling on him and trying to grab him. And I was just like, but you're a good person. Like, how could this happen? It makes me wonder, like, what is out there and why it targets certain people.
Yeah, I've read a lot of books on that stuff, too. And the vast majority of near-death experiences that are documented are positive.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know. So it's just like, why? What happened? You know? And he had like a business. He sold chickens.
Interesting.
Like baby chicks. My mom would go and buy her baby chicks from him or his peacocks and stuff, his baby peacocks. And so, you know, when we'd see him, he was always so joyful and he always wanted to like, I don't know, like it was just like it made him change something about himself, I think. So I think he wasn't happy before that happened. And then suddenly he was like, I need to be happy. I need to be joyful because that energy, that vibration, I think really helps people once they cross over. So, and if your vibration is off, I wonder if it causes negative things.
Teresa mentioned something in there about auras and how she was a smoker. But after she started being able to read auras, she realized that it makes your aura gray when you're a smoker.
That's interesting.
I thought that was too.
Wow. I wish I could see auras. I wonder what color mine would be.
I know. I feel like yours would be bright pink.
Oh my gosh. Somebody else told me that once too. It's my favorite color.
You just emanate bright pink.
So for me, you would be yellow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but like a sunshine. I like it. You're like a sunshining, like, I don't know, like yellow
and
joy. Luke
said that about me, that I'm very sunshiny.
Yeah, you are. And sunshine's very blue.
Yes, I would agree
like
with that,
like blue turquoise-y. And so is Janelle.
I would agree with that, too.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Huh. We can't see that, though.
No.
But it's just a feeling.
We both feel the same thing there. That's funny. It's got to be true.
I think it is. So, you know, I was thinking about other ways to fill your soul. When was the last time that you got to do something creative that you enjoyed doing?
I'm going to say working in my basement, painting those funky colors in my new workroom. It was so much work, but painting just crazy colors, a different color on every wall, that was the most creative thing I've done for a while, and that brought me a lot of joy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I need to do more of that.
Yeah.
How about you?
You know, I can't tell you. So I decided that Emily wanted to learn how to play guitar. But it was really hard for her to do it by herself. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I used to take lessons. Like, I can help, you know? So I'm like, we're going to get this fun little guitar app. It's like Simply Guitar.
Yeah.
So basically what we paid for 2 months of lessons pays for a year on this app, which is like, hey, you know what?
Start there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's like really technical.
Oh, good.
And it's good. Like, and it's very, the way they progress, it makes sense.
And Emily's so smart. I feel like she'd pick up on it.
Easily. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So we've been playing guitar together.
Oh, yay.
And we do our lesson together every Tuesday. And then she'll take my phone like a couple nights a week and practice on the songs that we are working on. And I'll practice with her if she wants me to. And then we go on to the next lesson. And it is fantastic, but it makes me remember how much I love to play guitar and how I forgot a lot because it's been like 15, 16 years since I played a guitar. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. That's how I feel about all of the years I invested in taking Spanish.
Yeah.
Because if you don't use it, you lose it.
I did not think that I would lose it like that. But as soon as I started playing, I'm like, oh, this is an E.
It's coming back, yeah.
Oh, this is an A minor. This is a G. Like, it was coming back, but at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. And my fingers aren't as dexterous as they used to be.
Sure.
So I'm having a hard time. Like, I'm like, I can't believe that I let that get away from me. Because I was starting to really enjoy it. I wouldn't say I was getting good because I was not getting good at all. But I really liked it, you know, and it gave me joy to play. And it makes me sad that I just let it slip away.
I think that's something when you're a mom and your kids are, you know, little through probably mid-teenage years, I feel like it's very easy to lose yourself and all of the things that brought you joy because you're so focused on raising your kids and working and keeping the house clean and taking care of everyone that you forget about yourself.
You do.
I think about that often with you because you are such a creative person and you are so talented.
Aww.
And so I always, like, in my mind, can't wait for you to rediscover those things.
Yeah.
Because it'll happen.
I hope so.
You know, as your kids get older, you'll start getting more time to yourself, and it's going to be very joyful.
Yeah. And maybe you'll want to come and paint with me.
I totally would.
So I got a third thingy, dude.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know,
easel.
The easel. So I have two easels right now. I got a third one from school, actually. They were giving them away from the art department.
If you ever see them giving away anymore, please let me know.
I will let you know. So
I don't have a standing one. I have a desktop one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I'm like, you know what we should do?
We should do a paint night. Empty canvases. I could supply the canvases.
And I have canvases, too.
Okay, perfect.
And I have plenty of paint.
Maybe we can find
like a silly video we can watch and then on YouTube, and then we can just like paint and drink wine.
Or we just pick a picture and then just paint it.
Yeah.
And whatever everyone's creative take on it is, it is.
I like that idea too.
Because, you know, when you go to the paint and wine classes, they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I sometimes don't see eye to eye with the teacher.
Oh.
And they tell you have to do things in a certain order, and my creative brain just wants to explode.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you on that, too. They're like, oh, now you have to mix this blue with this white, and then you do this and this, and then you have to do... And I'm like, no, but I don't feel like I want
to
do that.
That's like stifling creativity.
I think so, too. I like this idea. I think we should do this soon.
Yes. I'm on board.
Okay, good. I also want to do... Like, I just want us to do more stuff. I want to bring, I want to do a gin tasting.
Okay, yeah.
We have to do a gin tasting.
Are we going to do that at Paradise North?
Oh, that's a good idea. Can we bring other gins, though, into Paradise North? I don't
What is, they think, have, does he have two different gins?
I think he just has, I think he was planning on getting.
What was the coffee? I thought he had a coffee gin now. Am I crazy?
No, it was a coffee vodka.
Was it a coffee vodka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the owner of Paradise North is a friend of ours, mm-hmm. and Tom.
But he is great. And he is everyone fantastic. Should visit Paradise North.
Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay,
I tell
Wisconsin.
Everyone about it. And so many people I mention it to, they're like, where is
what?
That? Yeah. I've never heard of that. Oh but my I should God. Go. That sounds great.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Whoever lives in Green Bay and is listening to this, you have to go and get one of his like daiquiris. Yeah. They're fantastic.
Yeah, he makes a ton of different alcohols and they change up their drinks. Mm-hmm. Seems like monthly. And they have fun events now. Andrea and I just went to one. Super fun. Learning how to make cocktails.
Like they're doing like a Thursday night thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah.
Oh, and they have those fun igloos outside too right now.
You want that for your birthday.
We talked about it. It's you know, on my mind that it could be fun to do that.
Do you want to?
Well, I feel like we should probably, my birthday isn't literally in 2 weeks. We should see if they have any available for that weekend.
All right. I think we should do this. I want to do fun things with friends. Mm-hmm. I want to be creative with friends. Mm-hmm. I want to have fun cocktails, eat fun food. I want to fill my body with good things as well. We started buying like all organic food like recently because food's really super expensive. Organic food is stupid expensive. And then we discovered Misfits Market. So we've been buying groceries from there.
And that's, they get delivered, right?
Yeah. So I don't even have to like, and it's surprising like how well they're packed. Like you get really good produce and it's interesting looking because it's Misfit stuff. So they rescue food.
Oh.
So you don't know what you're going to, I mean, you know what you're going to get because you get to pick what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what they have is what they have.
Sure.
It's kind of like going to Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this
Aldi
is
has the best fruits and vegetables.
Oh yeah, they have really great fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I just like the idea of being able to get really good food for so much less because right now prices are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 6 avocados for $3.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like, I think,
you know, something like that.
They're $1 a piece right now at Meijer.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like, oh, avocados. And, you know, avocados from Mexico. They are.
Did you hear that they had stopped sending them into the States?
Yeah. I know. That's the reason why avocados have been getting more and more expensive. Mm-hmm. So,
They fixed that now. They're coming back in.
Yay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I could live my life without avocados.
I always have at least 2 on hand.
Yep.
I like to put them in my eggs. I like to put them on sandwiches. I like to mix them with chicken.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Mm-hmm. So, chicken. We're having chicken wings tonight.
We are. I'm excited.
Yeah, there's a place called Legend Larry's here in Green Bay. I don't know if they have a Legend Larry's anywhere else.
I think they do.
Do
I think
they?
It's a thing.
Huh. But anyway, so we're going to go get some Legend Larry's.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to feed our souls by hanging out,
yes.
having good food,
yay.
Having some fun cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to the distillery.
Mike's driving.
Yeah, I made too big of a drink for myself, and I'm almost done with it. But yeah, we're going to go have some fun, and then, yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Yay!
Hey, listeners, I'm sorry that we've been so neglectful. I promise that we're going to be less neglectful soon. If anything, it'll be me and Angela a lot. And we'll have interesting conversations.
We will.
But yeah, we do. I do want to do a gin tasting soon. I think Smurf or Jason Murphy, he was here for the bourbon tasting, which missed. Wait, are we?
No, I wasn't here.
Yeah.
But he mentioned that when we saw him at Paradise North that he wanted to do a gin tasting with us.
Yeah. So I think we're going to start planning that pretty soon.
Good.
So we're going to do like a gin flight and we're going to talk about it. And everybody's going to bring their own favorite gin. I know it's not your favorite, but I know you have an idea.
We should check if he's available in 2 weeks for my birthday. And we could do a gin tasting and go to Paradise North and sit in an igloo.
My mind just blew up. That sounds like the best idea ever. Yes, we will make this plan.
Yeah.
We're going to make this happen.
If they're available, great.
You know what? Yes. We are going to make sure that you get this igloo, Angela. So, yeah. Okay. Perfect. Hey, listeners. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We miss you, and we really enjoy spending time with you, and we hope to chat with you later. Bye.
Bye. Aw.
This podcast was recorded adjacent to my hubby's man cave in the outskirts of Green Bay, Wisconsin. All of the Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour music was written and recorded by yours truly, with vocal accompaniment by my wonderful children. Special thanks to the sponsors and co-hosts of the show, Janelle Beyer, Carolyn Shuffle, Sunshine Hopped, and Angela Hain. None of the products are sponsors of this show. We just talk about our favorite things. Please visit us on our YouTube channel, The Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, on Facebook at Mommy Sippy Cup Happy Hour, or shoot us an email at FOURmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, wait, no, that's Mommy Sippy Cup.